listening to the Talk Story Radio Network.
Welcome to another edition of Swoop's World, right here on the new Talk Story Radio Network. Swoop's World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happiness. Our number, if you want to give us a call tonight, is 562-912-3444. You can always email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Once again, if you want to give us a call, that number is 562-912-3444. Now just sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoop's World on the new Talk Story Radio Network. Hello, welcome to another edition of Swoop's World Primetime. How's it going, Peter?
It's going okay.
Okay is better than not good.
That's right. It's busy, you know. It's busy.
It is busy. Today we're happy that we're going to have as our guest Marcy Javril be our guest. She's a self-help expert and has a new book out, and looking forward to talking to her. But last night we had the Heat Seekers in studio.
Heat Seekers. Yeah, they do some fun songs.
You know, what do we call the TV
themes.
Theme songs from TVs and movies, and a couple of old jazz classics and
stuff everybody knows. Yeah. You may not know the name, but you're like, oh, I know that one. That's what is that? You know, but you know it. You already know it.
Exactly. So they were a lot of fun, and that is now in the archive on swoopsworld.com. Should be in iTunes by now, as well as you know, the video clip from the show is on swoopsworld.com. You can always check anything we've done, and you can always find it on our site, as well as a lot of other places, including iTunes. Some clips go up on YouTube. We're on Stitcher,
mm-hmm.
TuneIn Radio, so many different places you can find us, but definitely go ahead and check it out if you miss it. You can always find it on swoopsworld.com. You can always follow us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter, or like us on Facebook. And if you do go to iTunes and download from there, please leave a comment and a review. We always appreciate those. What's your week look like?
Well, you know, got soccer on Saturday, so hopefully it doesn't get crazy hot and the game get canceled again. I wouldn't mind, actually. I think the girls missed it. And then that's just kind of it, you know, the rest of it. It's just been one of those weeks, like I'm trying to do stuff, and then my kids have so much stuff going on.
Yeah.
That it's like, my wife, that nothing I'm trying to get done is getting done. And none of it's even all that important. It's just, you know how it is when you're constantly doing something for somebody else. You're like, I just need to be left alone for a moment.
Leave me alone.
Like, so I haven't even been getting in my guitar practices, you know? And I try to do that pretty regularly, religiously, you know?
Yeah.
So things like that. It's just sort of annoying. So I'm hoping to carve out a little me time.
You gotta have it, man. Everybody deserves it.
That's right.
And I'm sure Marcy will tell you that.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you what. Let's take our first break, and then we'll come back and introduce her, and let everybody get a chance to talk. You know, hear what Marcy's got to say.
Sounds good.
Let's listen to one of our past guests, Mark Platt, Alone With You in a Crowd. Back after this on Swoop's World Primetime.
Touch of your hand, one smile from you, and I'm walking on a cloud. Something's different in me, it's plain to see. I wanna say it right out loud. Nothing else seems to matter, not trying to impress or flatter. Shut the Just one kiss from your lips, how you whispered my name. I knew I could fall for you. My heart's beating so fast, found you at last. I hope you feel it too. Nothing else seems to matter. Not trying to impress or flatter. All that really matters is you and me. When I'm alone with you in a crowd, I can shut the talking about. When I'm alone with you in a crowd, when I'm alone with you in a crowd, I can shut the whole world out. Can't even hear what they're talking about. When I'm alone with you in a crowd. Na, 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 na. When I'm
to the Talk Story Radio Network.
Hey, this is Sharp Hole in the Wall, and you're listening to Swoop's World.
And welcome back to Swoop's World Prime Time. We're going to give Marcy a call here and introduce you to her on our show here.
Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy. Welcome to the show.
Nice to hear your voice.
Ah, great. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got started in the self-help fitness, and you do a lot of dance and everything. Tell us a little bit about yourself, a little background.
Well, you know, I started off as a dancer, and I always identified as a dancer, and through my life, I did all these other things, yoga and theater and massage and all kinds of interesting adventures, but I always kept coming back to dance. And through the years, I went back, check this out, in 1982, when I went to Europe, I called the class that I was teaching Dance for Health. And now I call what I do Creative Play for the Health of It. And that's pretty much what I've learned over my lifetime. I started off raised as a Christian Scientist, so I never went to doctors.
Right.
But I have to say, when I was a child and I was growing up to be a dancer and I wanted to get my body better, and I asked my teachers, what do I do? And they go, oh, you just, you know, pray and make food good in your mind. And I was like, no, not quite. And so I started to realize at a young age that it was more body, mind, soul stuff going on. But it didn't really hit me because I had to go through my own adventure of toxicity or, you know, rebellion, whatever that is. So in my 20s, I explored all that stuff in the 70s. And my niece is always teasing me. She wishes she had been born then because I did all the things that you don't do anymore. Like, you know, radical sex with strangers and hitchhiking and drugs that you didn't recognize and just access to everything. And later on, we found out the consequences. So in my 20s, I explored all of that stuff. But then when I got to my 30s and I started to really want to praise my body and really utilize it the way my yoga teacher had taught me, I thought, you know, I'm going to have to, like, clean up my act, right? Clean up my liver. So I always say in this book that I wrote that I had my toxic 20s and then I had my cleansing 30s. And that's what the book is really about, is what I did through my 30s to clean up my life, to bring myself back into balance, and to still have fun and be creative and do it in a fully expressed way that includes all aspects of yourself. I was raised to be okay to be a girl and be a geek. And a lot of people had to choose one or the other, and I don't think that that's really a constructive way to live.
Yeah.
So I encourage people to be inclusive instead of exclusive.
Now, what prompted you to want to write the book?
Well, as I was exploring my own body and getting into dance and dance companies, I ran into people that knew this fantastic body worker, Kim Santa. And they go, oh, you got to go to Kim. You got to get a massage from Kim. Oh, you got a problem in your hip. You got to see Kim. Oh, you got problems in your lungs. You got to see Kim. Who is this Kim? I ended up trading with Kim and learning from his teacher, which was Lauren Berry. Lauren Berry was a registered physical therapist from Redding, California, and he taught very few people because in the Enneagram he was a sting. But anyway, he taught very few people a radical approach to moving all the internal organs for better balance. So he did an orthopedic style massage for the entire spine and all the skeletal system. And after he did that, he went in and started doing all the internal organs. And he did the lungs, and he changed the sinuses so that, you know, you would have, he could fix a deviated septum and all his amazing things. So I studied with his people and his proteges for 400 hours while I was being a professional dancer. That was back in the 80s. So this affected my entire approach to my own body maintenance. And I started then teaching in the massage school system what I had learned. But people kept saying to me, how can I really feel like myself again? How can I really get better? And I'd say, well, you know, it's not just massage. It's, you got to do yoga. You got to do breathing. You have to do emotional release. You have to look at your spiritual connection. You have to think about how you're expressing yourself in your most primal way. And how are you connected to your intrinsic voice that says yes? And all these things, I just couldn't put them into a massage class. I tried. And so for years, I taught in the massage school system. I taught with IPSB in Santa Monica for many, many years. And then as I taught in Southern California, I started teaching in Hawaii. And as I put my play and work together in Hawaii, being a scuba diver, I said, maybe I could teach in Australia too. So when I started going to Australia, I of course visited the Great Barrier Reef there. And so three times I went to Australia to teach massage and to then take a vacation to enjoy that area of the world. And so I believe that you can be passionate about what you teach and have a playful and practical time. And that's pretty much my lifestyle, and that's what the book is all about. When I started to write the book, it was based on one page that I gave people. It was called Cleansing Guidelines for a Lifestyle of the Rich in Vitality. And there was all these items on it, and that turned into an expanded book, and it turned into 132 pages, which are a compendium of articles, interviews, class notes, different little handouts that I've created. But the introduction to it, I want to let everybody know that the free chapter, which is chapter 5, you get when you sign up for my newsletter, which is yogaoftouch.com, yogaoftouch.com. And what I like about that title is that it is pretty much who I am.
Yeah.
I'm about touch, and I'm about the skin, but I'm about beyond the skin. And so yoga to me means weaving or wheel or integration. Many people have taken the word yoga and shortened the phrase hatha yoga postures into yoga. But they don't understand that what they're doing when they just do those stretches, those are the postures, and there is a complete embodiment behind that or underlying that. And that's what I teach. And that's what ends up being in the book. So my story is in the book, and the first five chapters of the book lead up to that one page, which turned into, let's see, that's pages 35 to 58, the seven simple steps to detox, which is decreasing stress, increasing detox, exercise, hydrating, skin detox, ENT, and counteracting gravity. And that's really kind of what I wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, we're gonna get into each one of those. I think Peter's got a quick question for you.
Well, actually, sure. My question was right along those lines is, for those who really don't understand what detox is, they've never experienced it, what is it, and what are the benefits that come out of this process?
Well, first of all, I want to understand that in my studies with Lauren Berry, we began an approach that we call the wet work as opposed to the dry work. The wet work is the visceral work, your internal organs, your fluid body. Your fluid body is approximately anywhere between 65 to 85% of any part of your body is fluid, and that is influenced by gravity. The fluid body is the blood outside of the blood system in the tissue, and that is responsible. That's lymphatic fluid. It's responsible for transporting wastes, for transporting your immune system, and for cleansing all the debris out and sending it to the waste elimination systems. So actually the fluid body outside of the blood is even more important than the heart beating the blood. Who's taking out all the garbage, you know? And so in every disease process, pretty much waste elimination increase is desirable, yeah? If you have asthma, you have inflammation. That inflammation
right.
is fluid, is toxic things blocking your highways to transporting all the good cells and the warriors and the debris out. And so I learned from Lauren Berry how to accelerate that, how to address the fluid body. And that's really the crux of the book is my development of my class. It's called Melting Touch Method, which is a lymphatic drainage style of massage. But I've watered it down, so to speak, so that it's good for the everyday person. You can do it through your clothes. You can do it without any oil. You can do it with your own hands. You can activate waste elimination and circulation through a lot of other means. And that's what I'm doing with all these steps, which are dry skin brushing and bouncing and things like that. What you want to do is increase the waste that's traveling through your body out of the cells into its normal exits. And
you know,
most people don't know what those exits are. Do you know what they are? There's six waste elimination pathways. And the Latin words sound much better than the colloquial words. So the Latin words are, you probably already know these, defecation, urination, perspiration, respiration, and then there's a couple more people don't realize, exfoliation and expectoration. And those, that expectoration, that mucus, that's actually your radiator overflow. So if people have mucus in the sinuses or in the throat, or as soon as they get that tickle in their throat, to me that says that their radiator is overflowing, that it's meant, the mucus is meant to go down into the solid waste material, which is the colon. The colon, in my book, is the garbage disposal switch. It's where all the solid waste has to eliminate. That's the final exit for all the solid waste in the body. So if you're not getting solid waste out of your body, you're not eliminating things as quickly as you can, and that toxic buildup is standing in the way of you being healthy. So the first thing is colon cleansing. But the second thing is making sure that you're breathing, right? And so deep breathing, a lot of people don't even do deep breathing. So my favorite exercise to give people for detox is laughter yoga. Laughter yoga.
We just saw that.
Cool. Yeah, right. Let's try some right now. Here's my guru in laughter yoga. Here's your first exercise. Ha, ha, ho, 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 ha. And if that doesn't get you going, then I don't know what will. So here's the point. What is happening when you do laughter yoga? You are contracting the diaphragm. Why? Because that will startle and stimulate all your internal organs. Right there is your liver, your gallbladder, your stomach, your spleen, and all the mucus that's trying to exit out of your head and your lungs can be stimulated there, right? In fact, that's what we do.
Let me ask you something.
Tickling your throat, you automatically cough because we're designed to do that as an instinct. Yeah, go ahead.
When you're talking about detoxing, you're talking about a much greater, a lot of different ways of doing it, more so than when you, a lot of times when you hear people talk about detox, they're talking about green drinks or liver cleanse or something like that. And that's where it ends.
Yes, and that's why I have a system, and I call it the, like I said earlier, the lifestyle for the rich in vitality. It's a comprehensive, low-cost, self-paced program. It involves physical cleansing, sexual invigoration, emotional release, mental focusing, and spiritual connectedness with integration of all parts. And that's what I give you. Actually, in my Chapter 5, which you get free when you sign up for my newsletter, yogaoftouch.com, it gives you the essential tools for longevity. And in that, there's things like the tingler, the head scalp massager, the reflex balls for your feet, a little foot massager, a book about stretching, a DVD about chair laughter yoga, a book about the master cleanser, little things to put in your feet, the acupressure things for your feet, a dry skin brusher, the right kind of oil to use on your body, an alpha wave inducer thing that you can listen to, the greatest vitamin C thing that I love, a facial steamer. So, yes, all these things are important. We should do them all. And so what I've got here is a handbook, a resource for people. It starts off nice and slow. We go over the chapter 7 in a little kind of brief way, and then the rest of the chapters go deeper and deeper into the details and the possibilities for really taking charge of your own health. I believe that you don't have to spend a lot of money, spend a lot of time, or have a struggle doing it. And yeah. I like to make it playful and practical and powerful. And you'll see that if you take my approach, it's a lot of home remedies and alternative health and, oh, I didn't realize that, and, oh, gee whiz, if I just do this a little bit more, oh, wow, you mean just elevating my legs and doing what I call 2-year-old tantrum is going to take the swelling out of my ankles?
Do you find that the more that people apply your techniques and stuff like that, the more in tune with their body they become? I think a lot of times people talk about they're walking around and they didn't realize how ill they were or how unhealthy they were until something dramatic happens to them. But when you're doing things like this on a regular basis, I think quite possibly you're more in tune that you feel like something's coming on a lot earlier.
Well, and absolutely, and that's exactly how I like you to use the book. And I give some self-awareness practices I give one called Journey Through Your Body Planet, where you take a weather report of all the body parts. And in yoga, it's called the gunas, which are the opposites. So hot, cold, stiff, soft, black and white, you know, or moist, dry, whatever that would be. Like if you went through your head down to your toes and you pretended your body was a planet, which parts would be soggy and which parts would be dry and which parts would be like a desert, like or an iceberg. And when you get in touch with your body as a metaphor, then you start just kind of embracing it instead of chastising it. And that's so important, because you're not going to really get on board with all of the parts of yourself if parts of them are being chastised or punished or ostracized. So you got to bring them all in.
Yeah. Peter, I know you've had some experience with yoga and stuff.
Well, I've had back problems and stuff like that in the past, and so I've kind of learned some stretches that do help. How rigorous is this process of this movement and stretching?
So
it's
here's
low
the,
key. Yeah, go ahead.
That's great. I'm so glad you asked that, because I have a code in my book that's 1.2.3. 1 dot's for beginners, 2 dots for intermediate, and 3 dots for advanced. So in every chapter when I give suggestions, I give suggestions for people who have, because the book is called Feel Like Yourself Again. Oh, I guess we didn't announce the title, right? The title is Feel Like Yourself Again, How to Heal and Recover After Injury, Surgery, or Illness, the Everyday Person's Handbook for Self-Renewal. And that's me, Marcy Gevril. Nice to announce that I am a vitality expert, and I have been doing this for over 30 years. I'm almost 62 right now, and if you check me out on Twitter, at Vitality Marcy, you'll see that I don't look my age. And why is that? Because I love to be playful and youthful and try new things all the time. But if you haven't tried something for a while, or you have a back injury, or you have knees that are kind of funky, and I absolutely go over this, and that's why the title is Feel Like Yourself Again, because it's in layers. So I absolutely have progressive programs for every aspect. For colon cleansing, if you've never done it, you're going to want to go nice and slow, do a cleansing diet, maybe do some herbs the first time you do it. If you've done it before, then you could go and do your green drinks and do your sauna and do your, like, master cleanse, whatever you like. The same thing with stretching. So I go over very simple stretching. And for example, in my newsletter this month, I talk about my friend Victor. Oh, there's the airplane you promised
us.
Right as I'm talking about Victor, and that's great because Victor is victorious. Victor got massages from me for many, many years, and he always had a big belly, and he finally, one of his friends coaxed him to go on a retreat, and he learned all about cleansing. He came home, and he said, "That's everything you told me. And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "It's all there in your book, but I just didn't realize how to do it." I said, "Great, so how can I help you maintain that?" And so we went over it, and one of the things we went over is the 6 directions of the spine. The 6 directions of the spine are based on real kinesiology, which I studied, of course, through my orthopedic massage studies with Lauren Berry. Folding the spine forward, that's when you bend forward, right? Touch your toes. Mm-hmm. Arching back, that's kind of in sun salute. Remember, you arch back. You try that right now, just gentle, right? And then side stretch, right? Side stretch to the right, side stretch to the left, and then the third way is twisting. And we'll twist with the airplane, so twisting to the right or twisting to the left. But the important thing about twisting is the way the body is made, the way the knees and the pelvis and the sacrum is made. You really need to bend at least one knee when you're twisting. And that's why you'll see in so many yoga and stretch classes that you're sitting on the floor or you're putting one leg up or you're on your back doing that twisting motion, because having one knee up is so essential for your ergonomics and for your actual structural integrity. So I teach people, I take your yoga practice or whatever stretch you have, and I love the book Stretching by Bob Anderson, and that's the one, oh my God, it's got everything in there. And it's got all the what to do and what not to do. But if you will do one thing at a time, so very gently and slowly, if you want to bend forward and you've been sedentary, you'll want to do that sitting in a chair with your feet up on a little stool and just kind of lean forward gently with the knees bent. You know, I had a boyfriend back in the day that was a bodybuilder, maybe not so long ago. I won't say who he was. But he could literally not sit on the floor. His hamstrings were so tight. That poor guy. So if your hamstrings are really tight, don't try to sit on the floor. Sit on a chair with a little stool under your feet and lean forward and put your hands on my favorite tool, which is the bouncy sports ball. And just breathe down into that. Now, the next thing about stretching you have to realize is the body physiologically has a wonderful quality called thixotropy. Thixotropy is the ability of a substance to go from a semi-solid to a solid again. So the solid of your skin and tissue and muscle can actually go to a semi-solid. It's called fascia, and the collagen and elastin in the fascia is like your warp and woof in any fabric that's like a jersey fabric where you've got a bias where it'll stretch on the bias. The body will actually stretch on the bias. It needs time. How much time? More than you're giving it, probably. So that's my point, is you can basically take every stretch you have that you like, it's your favorite stretch, and make it 100% or 300% more effective if you stay in it 90 seconds. Because that's how long it literally takes the body to go from solid to semi-solid. Because the fascia has to line up. So restorative yoga is my favorite yoga. Because they take a long time to do things, and they use a lot of props. So if you're not used to doing a long stretch, go to the line of resistance and back off. No pain. Never any pain. Pain is detrimental and counterproductive. I don't believe in it.
As somebody, you know, who just wakes up tomorrow and they say, you know, I need to make some changes in my life, and they pick up your book, where do they start? I mean, is, you know, a lot of times when people decide I need to make a change, they go all in, and then they burn out. And I don't know if it's a matter of trying to take on too many things at one time, especially having not done anything for a long time.
Exactly.
Is this a gradual progression?
Exactly. I give you these 7 steps to detox. If you do one of them each day for 10 minutes, right? So the decreased stress is laughter yoga or progressive relaxation, whichever one you need. If you need invigoration, then you should do laughter yoga. If you need to totally relax, then I give you instructions for progressive relaxation. And then the second one is increasing waste elimination with massage. So doing a gentle massage for yourself on your tummy mostly, and I give you a little flashcards that you can do in 10 minutes. And the third one is exercise. Well, everybody exercises. So if you're sedentary, that might just be bouncing on a ball, or it might be taking a run. So I give you, again, 1, 2, 3. The fourth step, or the fourth day, is making sure you hydrate and eat well. So maybe you take a cleansing day, a cleansing diet day, one day.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth step is skin detox and dry skin brushing and sweating. And I go over that. And the sixth step is ENT, which people don't understand about getting sick, is you can prevent sickness, and I love it that one of the companies has come out with it now. Hydrogen peroxide mouth rinse is so fantastic. So not only brushing your teeth and rinsing your mouth, but scraping your tongue and putting saline through your nose and coughing up all that extra mucus, which your back of your tongue is a petri dish for disease, you need to do that. And then the seventh step is counteracting gravity some way. So there's seven steps. If you want to take 10 minutes a day to do each one, you're going to find out that you're going to want to do them more than 10 minutes once a day. But that's the basic way to start on my book, on my system, because each one is going to make you feel so much better that you're going to want to do it more. And like I say, in Chapter 5, I give you all the tools, all the simple tools to do these things in a passive way. You can use a vibrator on your tummy or on the back of your head. If you have a lot of mucus in your head, you could sit there while you're just relaxing or maybe listening to something and put a little vibrating massager behind the pillow or on the back of your head, and that'll shake up your sinuses, and then do a little lymphage on your ears for 5 minutes, and bam, your sinuses are clear for the rest of the night, and you can go to sleep, and you won't be snoring. So I give you strategies you can use every day to feel better. They're really simple.
Excellent. Well, there's a couple things you mentioned that I hear a lot about, and I would like to know if you would expand on those. And those two things are, one is the alpha waves, and the other is the dry skin brushing.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. The alpha waves. Well, the alpha, actually, what we want to go to is theta. In the brain states, beta is our waking consciousness, where we are right now. Alpha is when you're kind of like watching TV and... What'd you say? That's alpha.
Yeah.
That's kind of a hyper-suggestible state, and that's where all the commercials want you to go. Theta, you drop through very quickly before you go down to delta, which is deep sleep. As you're in delta, you come flying up to REM, rapid eye movement sleep, and that's the dream state. And you go through that cycle in a dream state. As you go to sleep, you go through that cycle deeper and deeper and deeper. But the theta state is usually a state that you don't stay in long. We usually just go zip right through it. Now, we know that transcendental meditation will take you there and leave you there. Guess what else? Orgasm. Orgasm takes you to theta. Any woman who's had what she calls le petit mort, where she like kind of faints, where she, any guy, you recognize this, people, you go, oh. Are you breathing? Yeah, she's breathing. She's in theta. Leave her alone. So guess what? We can get to theta. And in fact, one of my basic exercises on page, where is it? I have it marked. Yes, it's right there. It's the pelvic floor lift and, oh yes, page 33. The pelvic floor lift and the fire breath together, these two practices done together will produce the endorphins of orgasm and induce an ecstatic state. I learned this from the Tao. Now, when I started cleaning up myself, and I said, how can I feel better? And I said, how can I improve not only my internal organs, but my endocrine system, my state of mind, my state of being, my radiant self, and go into the extraordinary. Well, yoga teaches you how to really boot up each one of those sensations. Those five senses can be extended, and they are done through very specific practices. The fire breath and the pelvic floor lift, those two together are just amazing. And once you have that, then the sex gets better, the charisma gets better, the endurance gets better, the productivity gets better, the mind gets clearer, because the endocrine system is being supported by proper nerve intervention, and the output of all your synapses are happening productively because your spine is aligned. Your internal organs are digesting, and your breath is moving and circulating waste through your body. So that's how you get better. You really have to think of all the baskets together. You can't just garden in one part of the yard, right?
Yeah. And the dry brushing, what is that? What does that assist with?
So the dry skin brushing, what's great is that the skin is the brain turned inside out. And when you stimulate the skin, you stimulate the brain for the nerves. There's two ways to stimulate the skin. If you scrub, that exfoliates, that takes off the dead skin cells. But if you tickle and prickle, like let the hairs kind of come up and down again, that stimulates the lymphatic fluid in the skin layers. And again, the lymphatic fluid is transporting all the wastes through your body. And the more rapidly those wastes can get eliminated, the more rapidly your immune system can come in, and the more rapidly your lymph nodes are going to get rid of whatever's there and go down and not go to a fever, and the mucus won't build up and you won't start, like, you know, coughing, all that stuff. So dry skin brushing is the beginning of stopping that whole congestive process. So if you could just do that, which is just tickling, and if you don't have a dry skin brush, which is a natural bristle brush, dry on the dry skin, and just head towards the heart, no big deal. There are lymphatic capillary pathways, but guess what? You can't go the wrong direction because they're like a lobster trap. They're one epithelial cell wide, and when they open and the element of the fluid moves forward, it can't go backwards. The only thing you can do is put yourself into a bad gravity position. Like, you know, put your head down when you have your sinuses all clogged. Guess what will happen? All the mucus will fall out. Why? Because your body is 85% water and gravity affects it. So mucus is semi-water. It's going to go down into the bottom of your head, what I call the bottom of your fishbowl. Right? If you're sitting on your tush all day, where's the bottom of your fishbowl? Under your buttocks, right? And for guys, that's dangerous because what's sitting in the middle of that tush? Your prostate. So again, pelvic floor lifts where you're squeezing the pelvic floor and stimulating the internal organs and creating internal stimulation and massage passively and maybe bouncing on a ball and dry skin brushing. You're going to stop that disease process that might head you towards a prostate imbalance. Yeah, because you're heading it off at the pass. You're deaccumulating instead of accumulating because you understand how to deaccumulate. Because I'm teaching how to go back in the garage and the attic and clean it out on a regular basis. So start off nice and easy in layers and then do it nice in really fun ways. So people, get one of these sports balls and bounce on it, because when you bounce on it, that's an anti-gravity thing. You don't need a trampoline. Gravity, no gravity, gravity, no gravity, gravity, no gravity. When there's no gravity, the water in your body starts to move, and it will stimulate the lymphatic fluid movement and the waste elimination so quickly. So the other thing is that when you do the dry skin brushing, it's doing it from the skin way. And you can do that with the back of your fingernails. You can take a dry washcloth that's kind of rough and do that, but make sure it's very gentle and tickly prickly towards the heart. And if you come to my YouTube channel, just look for my name, Marci Javril, MarciJav, like Victor, RIL, that's Marci Javril. And you could thrill with me. Come to my YouTube channel, because I have a whole bunch of free stuff there. And one of them is all about the lymphatic system and how to do your face and how the fluid moves basically towards the heart from the tips to the torso. And that is why gravity is so bad when you're on an airplane and your ankles swell, or when your arm, when you have a cut on your finger and your arm hangs down and then it starts throbbing and you're like, wow. Well, yeah, put your hand up. Why? Because gravity is going to pull that fluid down towards your armpit. Well, that's a good idea, because that's where excess fluid has to drain, from the tips to the torso. So anytime you have excess fluid in your tips, make sure the gravity is sending it towards the torso. That's why putting your legs elevated on a wall or a slant board is a great idea. And if you can't do that, sit on a couch and put that sports ball in front of you and put your legs on the sports ball and have them elevated. And then when you're there, you can do your dry skin brushing. Or you can put your little massager on your tummy. You know, or there's so many things you can do that will motivate the what I call increased waste elimination. And that is really how you're going to gain more vitality. And you want to increase waste elimination in every aspect of your life, right? So get rid of resentments. Get rid of grudges. Get rid of things that are you're biting your tongue or holding back on, because those are going to stop you from your full expression in your soul connectedness.
Sounds like you might actually eliminate some people out of your life to achieve some of these things.
You may need to do that too. You may need to clean house on your board of directors. And this is the other thing that I talk about. When you get to, so in my book, there's 13 chapters, and the first five are kind of leading up to the basic chapter 7. And then after that, I go deeper and deeper. I go into, the bell curve of disease, melting touch method, colon cleanse program with, you know, a beginner, intermediate, and advanced schedule for how to do that, or do a whole colon cleansing program, scar softening, progressive program for people who are straight out of surgery and for people who have had a scar there for a long time and want to fix it, team building for your alternative health team, and then chapter 13 is dynamic vitality training, which is what I offer everybody every day to do to make sure that you can keep on getting your life together in a comprehensive way.
Wow.
You want to get on your board of directors in your own mind. In your own mind, you want to have that persistent puppy. I have persistent puppy who goes around and says, oh, look, there's dirty socks over there. Oh, you got to clean that shelf. Oh, that's out of place. Oh, more toilet paper over there. Oh, that rug's out of place. Oh, put those towels in the laundry, right? I have persistent puppy who does that for me. Okay, shh, turn the volume down. I don't need you right now. So there are different people on your board of directors for your health and your spirit that may be there that may serve you and may not.
Yeah.
So you want to check out who's on your board of directors. Is it your dad who said, you can't do that? You can't get naked in the jacuzzi with a girl? Or whatever it is, you know, well, why not? You know, and what is it about your board of directors that might be holding you back? Is it serving you?
You know, Marcy,
maybe it is. Maybe you shouldn't get in the jacuzzi with her because she's underage. You know, good idea,
good
Dad. Good point. Let's check her age. You know,
Dad does a little bit. You know, we tried to cover quite a bit, and you know, time's running short, so I want to make sure we cover what you wanted to cover. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about that we haven't had a chance to cover?
Oh, I wanted to mention that my dear social media expert, Jackie Hesley, has created some memes for me, and I want you to come follow me on Twitter at Vitality Marcy, because I have some great images to give you every day to uplift your spirit and help you remind yourself of creative play for the health of it. And I also want to make sure you come and sign up for my Yoga of Touch newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter, and you get exclusive VIP offers. That's how you're going to be able to buy my ebook, Feel Like Yourself Again, How to Heal and Recover After Injury, Surgery, and Illness, the Everyday Person's Handbook for Self-Renewal, based on my 32 years of teaching massage in the massage school systems and wanting to bring it out to the layperson. So it's out there available to you. All the things I've learned, I want to give to you in a very simple format. So you can browse through it. You can look at it online. If you want a copy in print, I have a limited amount of print copies. You must sign up for my newsletter to get the best price, which is only $32. And then you can come get me to sign it for you. And it's my ebook in print. It's 132 pages of color illustrated, beautiful instructions with lots of case histories and flashcards and home studies and resources and hyperlinks. If you've got it, a digital version, It's only $22 right now, but you know what? I'm dropping it on Amazon, and what I'm doing is I'm launching Pink October, and that's Breast Health Awareness Month, and I'm giving away a bunch of copies to people. It's a secret right now, so you got to sign up for the newsletter for how to do that. But Pink October is going to launch my program, Treasure Your Chest, which is how to do self-massage for the breasts for cancer prevention and recovery. And I'm an expert at that. I've helped so many women feel like themselves again and have a much more natural sensation in the breasts if they've had problems or disfigurements or if they wonder about lumps. I've had people who had a cloudy mammogram come to me and get good lymphatic massage and do their own self-program, including dry skin brushing and ENT, scraping the tongue, because all of it's included. And probably doing some pelvic floor lifts for their kundalini. And they go back 3 months later, and they don't have a cloudy mammogram anymore. Wow. So I want you to know this really works. This really works, and there's a progressive way to do it. It's designed to be self-paced, but if you want to come in and learn from me, I'm more than happy to give you some Skype, some email, some FaceTime, whatever it works to rock your boat and get you motivated to feel more like yourself than you ever have before. That's probably the title I should have made. People say, I already feel like myself. And I go, well, how about feeling more like yourself? You know? Everybody needs this book. Even though I've introduced it for people who are trying to recover from problems and disfigurements and imbalances, guess what? You want to prevent it? Use this book.
For those people, I don't know if you're still taking clients, but if somebody wanted to meet with you, you did say Skype and whatnot. How do they get a hold of you?
Come and send me an email or send me a direct message on Twitter @VitalityMarcy. That's me on Twitter, my handle. Or come sign up for yogaoftouch.com and I will immediately get your email, and you will immediately get my VIP link, and we will be in communication.
Very well. Well, Marcy, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and this is really sounds really interesting, and I've had a chance to go through some of the book, but I haven't had a chance to apply any of the techniques yet. So, I'm looking forward to learning more and moving on from there.
And all the free stuff on YouTube, please come and peruse it. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention, not only am I a dancer and a movement therapist, I'm a hoop fitness expert, and you can come and enjoy all the crazy things I do in my 360-degree way of moving the hoop.
That's very cool. I saw Jackie teaching one of those, not teaching, but demonstrating one of those with not too long ago.
I call it my circular sword. It's a circular sword, and it's my hollow globe, because wait till you see what I do with it. I jump through it, I roll in it, I roll under it, I loop it around. I'm in such great shape because I've studied Aikido and contact improv and salsa and samba and African, and I combine it all. You can use it all, but the hoop in dance therapy is your perfect partner, your perfect transitional object, where you can reflect to yourself and with yourself. And I use it as a tool of expression. And that's another way that you can use a playful way of getting your emotions out. You know, I talked about laughter yoga. Well, laughter yoga, you don't have to make it funny. You can make it! You can make it! Ho, ho, hee, hee, hee! You know, whatever you need, you can do and be effective.
Absolutely. Well, thank
you
so much.
As long as you're in consciousness, don't you think, Swoop, we want to remind people that it's always with consciousness and with for the good of all in mind, and make sure if, you know, your arms are flailing that they're not going to hit anybody's nose.
Absolutely. Especially if I'm standing near you.
That's right. But have fun otherwise.
Exactly. Well, thanks so much, Marcy. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely. You listen to the
and
Swoops
keep bouncing.
World. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Right. You listen to Swoops World on the Talkstar Radio Network. That was Marcy Javrel as our guest, and we're going to take a quick break and come back and wrap things up.
Class, I just smoked some grass. Holy shit, I graduated. How the fuck did I pass? Cause time shoots by like a star in the sky. And with this mic in my hand, yeah, that's how I'm passing by. You're hearing this because you found out that I write a story about my life, simply one at a time. So now it's back to the pad again. Smoke out with my dad again. Someone hit up more, cause I need myself a Heineken. Got a pack of bull, can't give it up at length. With no reason to be pep, because this is a godsend. Back to smoking buns are hard. Cough, check my card. Questions about my life, will my music takes me far.
Because there's nowhere I'd rather be. Chilling with my friends in the city by the sea. Cause there's nowhere I'd rather go. With a one-way ticket on my way back to home. So now Southern California, where the music's always pumping. The party's always down and the bass is always thumping.
So bump up the music and turn it up loud. Rolling through your town, we be raising up a crowd.
Up tall in this life that I'm living, thrown into a pond and now I'm the fish that's swimming in a fucking abyss. Cause you're taken away from every person that I'm missing. And you're thrown into a situation surrounded by Christians who are telling me the road to take. Make no mistake, I've got to make my grand escape to find the truth. No person can tell me what to do, cause I'm telling you how the fuck it is. Cause this Christian religion, church affiliation, all of these are nothing that I'm used to. But my open-mindedness is like a weapon that I can't use.
Cause there's nowhere I'd rather be. Chilling with my friends in the city by the sea. Cause there's nowhere I'd rather go. A one-way ticket on my way back to home. So now Southern California, where the music's always popping, the party's always down and the bass is always thumping.
So now bump up the music and turn it up loud. Rolling through your town, we be raising up a crowd.
Share the topics that drive the discussions of your favorite talk shows with TalkStream Live's topic-driven talk radio.
We gotta talk. Take a drive.
List and promote real-time talk radio topics or post the topics that you want to hear. Hot topics are tweeted and retweeted and include simple click-to-listen audio links. The future of talk radio is topic-driven talk radio.
Now that's what I call real drive.
Available now at TalkStreamLive.com.
Hello, this is Lady Vajayjay, and you're listening to Swoops World Radio.
And welcome back to Swoops World Radio Primetime. Thursdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is Primetime. Next week on Primetime, we have John Statz calling in from Colorado. He's an independent musician, a fantastic artist. I saw him live in San Diego at Lestat's a few months ago, and we're looking forward to having him on. Next week, Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Stefana, another musician, will be in studio with us and giving us some treats as she, I'm sure she'll bring her keyboard in and treat us with some outstanding music. We want to thank once again our guest today, Marcy Javril, and she's the author of a book called Feel Like Yourself Again, Heal and Recovery from Injury, Surgery, and Illness, The Everyday Person's Handbook for Self-Renewal. So look up Marcy if you're on Twitter. She's at Vitality Marcy. And did you have the website there, Peter?
Yeah, it's in the chat room, and it's vitalenergycenter.com.
Yeah, definitely check that out. And look into what she's got going on. She's got a YouTube channel with tons of free videos to take a look at. And you can link up to her newsletter by going to her website and be informed. You have any other words of wisdom for the rest of the week, buddy?
No. Okay. Get moving, apparently. Keep bouncing.
You have one of those balls. So.
I do, and I use those for it's some of the stuff she's talking about. You know, just when you sit, or, well, I have back problems, which then lead to knee problems because it's all interconnected, just like she said. And, you know, I find those that the ball works just sitting on it.
Yeah.
So, like, if I feel like I'm getting tight and I sit on it for 20 minutes, watch some TV. It's like, wow.
I didn't know you could watch TV for 20 minutes.
Well, I make myself. I usually put on the baseball game or something. But I'll sit there and just kind of roll a little bit, like in circles with my feet in one spot. And just little things like that help. So, I mean, what she's saying makes a lot of sense. Movement is, you know, and then there's some other stretches and exercises I can do with the ball that if, like, I'm really getting tight or all that. But stuff like that is very, very useful. It makes a difference, you know. I've never done that whole program that she's talking about, but...
You know, some of the stuff she talked about, though, I've been hearing about over the last few years, dry brushing, dry skin brushing. I talked to somebody about that not too long ago, about a year ago. The Theta, the Alpha Waves Theta, Larry talked to me a lot about that. And he has a thing where he listens to this Indian drumming. That's kind of rhythmic, yeah. and there's like a 15-minute version and a 30-minute version, and you know, got to be in a quiet place and everything. But he says that teaches you to get into theta, and he uses that a lot too.
So, and that is the whole point behind, like, you know, chanting and meditation and all that. Yeah. So, you know, and it has all been proven to do some good in different ways and all that. So. Putting it all together makes sense. Like I said, I've never done it, but I can see the logic behind it.
Yeah.
So
very good. So look up Marcy and check out what she's got going on, and I'm sure there's something in there for everybody. So check that out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you for those of you who join us on the SwoopsRoll.com, TalkStoryRadio.net, as well as the SwoopsRoll iPhone app, Stitcher, TalkStream Live, and all the other places you can find us. We always appreciate that. Also, like to know that you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and always send us an email at swoopsworld@gmail.com. Until next time, have a safe, wonderful, and enjoyable week, and we'll see you next week.
Take it easy.
The views and opinions expressed by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Talk Story Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.